I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump was indicted on Tuesday for his wide-ranging attempts to overturn the 2020 election, the third time in 4 months that the former U.S. president has been criminally charged, even as he campaigns to regain the presidency next year. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith announced the third indictment against Donald Trump in 4 months on Tuesday. This time arising from the former president's efforts to overturn his 2020 election defeat, which Smith said fueled the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. The four-count indictment alleges Trump conspired to defraud the United States by preventing Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's victory and to deprive voters of their right to a fair election.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam. There are about 1,100 U.S. troops in Niger operating out of two bases to assist with combating militant groups. But after a July military coup ousted President Mohamed Bazoum, it remains unclear how Washington will proceed. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reports.
The American mission in Niger has wide-reaching implications. Here's Reuters' U.S. National Security Correspondent Idris Ali.
There's a situation where Niger has basically two roles. Firstly is the counterterrorism training the United States is providing to troops in the country so that they can then go on and do counterterrorism missions in the region. And secondly is the drone base in Agadez, which has come at the cost of over $100 million, where the U.S. essentially flies drone armed drones from and carries out strikes in the region.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder on Tuesday told reporters that counterterrorism operations are suspended in Niger and the U.S. remains in close contact with the military.
And this is VOA News. A powerful typhoon slammed Okinawa and other islands in southwestern Japan Wednesday with high winds, injuring more than 20 people as it moved west, making its way toward mainland China. The typhoon, which means jackfruit in Thai, was heading west at speeds of 10 kilometers per hour, packing surface winds of up to 180 kilometers per hour. It was at sea southwest of Okinawa's main island, according to the Japan Meteorological Agency. The United States has been told that Russia is prepared to return to talks on a deal that allowed the safe Black Sea export of Ukraine grain. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield says she remains optimistic.
What we have been told is that they are prepared to return to discussions, and we haven't seen any evidence of that yet, but I suspect that they know if they want to get their fertilizer out to market, they want the continuation of the efforts to find a way to make the payments that they require, that they're going to have to return to this deal.
Russia quit the deal on July 17th. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Greenfield says that if Russia wants to get its fertilizer, they're going to have to return. The Pentagon is pulling more than 1,000 troops from the U.S.-Mexico border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The active duty troops were among 1,500 deployed to the border in May amid fears the end of COVID-19 immigration restrictions would lead to a surge in illegal border crossings. But Customs and Border Protection data show the number of crossings is actually down. A defense official says 1,100 of the troops will end their mission next week. The remaining 400 will stay at the border through month's end. The departure comes amid a bigger controversy. The Justice Department has sued Governor Greg Abbott in a bid to force Texas to stop using floating buoys in the Rio Grande to try and keep migrants out. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Nigerian labor unions held meetings with the government Tuesday to discuss the removal of fuel subsidies that have led to increases in fuel prices and the threat of strikes.
During a televised address, President Bola Tinubu defended his decision to scrap the fuel subsidies, saying it only benefited a few so-called elites. Tinubu said he was aware of the hardships that the decision caused citizens and promised his government was working to help. The latest measures announced by the president include allocations for a review of the minimum wage.
That's VOA's Timothy Obiezu reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.